You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A collective of over 20 organisations have joined to deliver an open letter and petition to Parliament on the 26th of June, urging the government to get rid of the Ramrate Bill. These groups are advocating for an alternative approach to tackling youth offending rates by ensuring all political parties in Parliament work together, using grounded evidence and being informed by lived experiences to reduce these statistics. I spoke to Director of Kickback, a youth development and advocacy organisation, and a member of the collective, Aaron Hendry, about this petition. 20-plus organisations, including groups such as Amnesty International Aotearoa New Zealand, People Against Prisons Aotearoa, Voice of Whakarongo Mai, and including Kickback, have collaborated to deliver an open letter to Parliament later this month, urging the government to dismantle the Ramrate Bill. Could you explain why the collective is so against the Ramrate Bill?
Yeah, so the Ramrate Bill is a bill that takes a really punitive approach to a really, and a simplistic approach to a really complex issue. So the situation we have is we have children who have disabilities, children who are being harmed and traumatised, children that are suffering some really extreme realities in their lives, and we really need to ensure that we are taking an evidence-based approach to caring and supporting them. The Ramrate Bill instead will risk criminalising children as young as 12, dragging them into the justice system where we know that long-term their physical, mental, emotional health outcomes will be very poor, leading into further harm within our communities.
We have seen a small increase in youth offending recently. Why do you believe this is?
Yeah, so when you look at youth offending across the world, the core reasons, the core driving factor that we see common across the globe is that when you find communities where there's high inequality and high poverty, where we're not really supporting our most vulnerable children well, they're fast-tracked into our criminal justice system. And so if we want to address those issues, we need to really understand what's going on for those young people, those children and their communities, and provide the support and care that they need. It's not something we're doing very well as a country at the moment. Our conversation around getting tougher and locked up, what we're doing is we're saying, look, we'd rather put children who, you know, have disabilities, children who are mentally unwell, children who are suffering the indignity of poverty, into cages rather than provide them with the care and the support that they need to heal and recover and thrive.
Has the Ramrate Bill helped at all with lowering youth offending statistics since it was introduced by the previous Labor government?
So the Ramrate Bill is before Parliament at the moment. It's been before Select Committee. It is currently being reviewed. And what we as a collective are calling for is for that bill to be done away with, to not proceed any further with the bill. But the bill also represents something much wider. It represents a punitive response to a very complex issue. It represents a way of dealing with a situation that is not helping us as a community. And so what we're calling for actually is, yes, do away with the Ramrate Bill, but do more than that. Across Parliament, we require our community leaders, our political leaders to lead. We require them to come together and find evidence-based solutions to these issues that are grounded in lived experience. We need to start working together to solve these issues rather than making our children political footballs.
I was actually going to touch on about that a little bit, about the collective aim of these groups wanting all political parties represented in Parliament to work together to develop a different approach to tackling youth crime, backed by research and evidence and using people's lived experiences, just as you said. What would an approach like this look like?
It would look like putting down the politically driven rhetoric that often comes to mark our election cycles around young people and crime. It would look like looking at the evidence that we have around why children end up in the justice system in the first place and then investing significantly to respond to that. And it would look like working together. You know, as leaders, we have to lead, and our political leaders need to do that even more. We need our political leaders to sit down in a room, look at the evidence and agree that we are not going to politicise this issue. We are going to centre the needs of our children. We're going to say that actually, as a community, our children and their needs are far more important than winning political points, and we are going to do something about that. There is evidence very clear that shows how we support children and how we support young people to prevent reoffending and also to prevent them even needing to go into the justice system in the first place. So we can do a lot more than we're doing to make a much wider impact for our communities.
How can people get involved?
Look, if you're interested in supporting the cause, you can sign the petition on Action Station, stop the Ramrate Bill, share it with your friends. If you're an organisation that is also, you know, wanting to put your name behind it, that you can reach out to Kickback directly through our socials. Just let us know that you're interested, and you know, we can get your name on there. Also, on the 26th of this month in June, we will be meeting in Parliament at 12 o'clock. We're going to be inviting all of the leaders of political parties to come and speak with us, and we'll be delivering the petition and our open letter. Change is possible in this space. Now, right now, we're making some political decisions to ignore some really, really complex issues. You know, as you said, there's been this small bump in terms of youth offending. Now, that doesn't have to continue. We can get really serious about ensuring that every child and every young person has a safe place to live and has kai on the table and has the support that they need. We can prevent young people from going into our justice system, but we need to start dealing with the evidence and listening to the voices of lived experience to do that.
That was Director of Kickback, Aaron Hendry, about a collective of over 20 organisations delivering an open letter and petition to Parliament to axe the Ramrad Bill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.